Chell Anderson is a naturalist and plant ecologist. She joins us periodically to talk about phenology or what's going on in the woods right now. Welcome, Chell.
Hi.
Okay, botanist, tell me about Coptis trifolia.
Okay, I will. Gold thread.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Oh, yeah. Well, gold thread is kind of often overlooked, but I think just a beautiful jewel of the forest. But easily overlooked because it's one of those early swift bloomers. It typically doesn't come and, you know, just linger on and on. And the flowers are small, 3/8 of an inch across, maybe to a 1/2 inch, white. They're 4 to 6 inches off the ground. But they're really, if you get down and look at them closely, they're really beautiful and very interesting, intricate flowers. And they actually, the showiest part of them are their white petal-like sepals. So they're snow white and glossy. So they really stand out even in dim light. And that's often where they're found in very shady, moist places, particularly associated with black spruce. They're not necessarily a wetland species, but kind of at the edges where you transition from a wetland into an upland forest and you still have a lot of conifer cover in that area. So they like that kind of filtered light of the conifers and the lack of competition in those kinds of places. So even in that dimmer light, those white, snow white, small petal-like sepals show up. And then if you get down and look close, you can see that those sepals are surrounding the stamens, which have white tips, so the tips kind of blend into the sepals. And then the stamens are in a ring around the styles, which are the upper portion of the pistil, the female part of the flower. And they have this interesting hooked design to them. And then in between the sepals, these white sepals, are the actual petals. And they're much smaller. They're even smaller than the stamens. But they're definitely visible. They're bright yellow. And the ends of them are in the shape of little cups. And that's actually where the nectar is. So, so there's a lot going on in this tiny little flower. And you know, they come up on a naked, very fine stem, no leaves on the stem of the flower. So they sit over the top of what are usually just a very low-growing leaves, which are three-parted. That's where trifolia comes in the scientific name. So it's three-parted. It's an evergreen leaf. So right away when the snow goes, those leaves are green. They're a deep, dark, beautiful green, very glossy also, and almost if you touch them, kind of leathery, not super leathery, and they pretty much lie on the surface of the moss or whatever the plants are growing in. And the common name refers to the fact that this rhizomatous plant has a bright yellow gold rhizome that is snaking around just under the surface of the moss or a little bit of organic material that's on the surface. So that's where the common name gold thread comes from.
Now give me a couple of definitions. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you just pretty much, you know, mm-hmm. described what a rhizome is.
Yeah.
But when we first started talking, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, I understand petals mm-hmm. and I understand stamen, but
okay. Sepals.
What are the
sepals?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, sepals are another part of most flowering plants in terms of the parts that are included in a flower. So sepals are around the base of the flower, typically, and in many plants, they're green.
These are really exaggerated, though.
Yes. Yeah, but it's not uncommon at all for our flowering plants to not have petals that you can really see, and for the sepals to be the showy part of the plant. So they're again, it's just a visual thing. We look and we see something showy, and because it's very common for the petals, a rose or plants that we're familiar with, to be the showy part, that's what we think. But if one really looks close and examines them closely, one can eventually know that the showy part on some plants are the sepals versus the petals.
Well, now let's get back to the golden thread part of
Okay.
Now, what function does the rhizome?
The rhizome, a rhizome is one form of rooting structure and crown structure of a perennial plant. So all plants, pretty much all plants have roots, but not all plants have rhizomes. Rhizomes are a part of the rooting structure of some plants. So ferns have rhizomes. Many of our woodland plants have rhizomes because they can store a lot of energy in the rhizomes. Rhizomes are more movable, and they can tour around in the soil or under the whatever the growing medium is, and look for the best place to send up a leaf. So if you think about how in a forest, light comes down to the ground in different intensities, right, in different places. So some places it's totally dark just about all the time in the summer because of all the density of the leaves overhead. Other places, for various reasons, at one time and sometimes at other times, it's much brighter. Maybe a treetop has come down, or there's something creates a little bit of an opening, or there's just dappled light because of how the leaves in the canopy are arranged. Well, if you are a rhizomatous plant, a big advantage to you in those sorts of situations is that rhizome, so those things that garner nutrients for you as a plant, can be journeying around on the forest floor to a certain degree. But you don't need to move that far, because just moving a little ways might put you into a part of you into a patch of sunlight. But the rhizome as a adaptation is perfectly suited for a forest-type environment because it allows the plant to take advantage of really localized conditions that can give it what it needs.
Chell Anderson regularly updates us with the goings-on in our woods and waters. And thanks for bringing us up to date on a really fascinating little plant, goldthread.
You're welcome.